This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic Banter!
Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun!
Dynamic Banter!
Mark and Horn!
And make it good!
Dynamic Banter!
Don't forget the history road!
Dynamic Banter!
Time to shut up!
It's not so!
Hey guys, today I'm going to show you how I built this desk. It's super minimalist. I use really cheap wood. Super fast. Anyone can do it. Let's get started.
Why are all their voices weird?
I know!
Turn up the music again. This is what it's like.
Hi guys, I'm burning up a desk to you today. And the first part of the desk is putting it together. Going to do step number one. I got the biggest part of the desk and putting it together.
Dude, it's because Putin's letting all the Russians in.
Is that what?
Are
they
taking
Russian?
Our jobs?
I'm glad we're talking about humans.
Putting it together.
I found most of this was hard to do, but I think if you do it easy, it'll be done quick.
You know what makes me want to absolutely, and I know you're supposed to not say this, kill myself?
You do KMS like the new kids.
No, this makes me want to kill myself. When there is like 5 minutes of telling the audience that they should like and subscribe and join their Patreon.
Oh, right.
Before we even address what the title of the video is.
And today we'll be putting IKEA desk together. But first of all, to join the Patreon, where I have 50 other people who have listened to me say this, extra content and a discount over putting it together.
Dude, I found one recently that totally was like that. Like,
they're all like that.
It's crazy like how they are all like that.
Yeah. Why is that?
Because, okay, I have a real theory, if you want it.
Just provide some value before you, like, ask people for everything.
Well, you know, like, it's crazy that they, like, baked it into our fucking brains that everything we did at SourceFed was, like, you have to say like and subscribe, you have to say... We do this every day at this time. Like, you have to, like, cement it into their brains to, like and subscribe. And it, like, reprogrammed our brains to be like, oh, I have to tell people to like and subscribe to this because that equates to success. And I think all of these people that are now the crop of creators that came from the inspiration of those creators say it now because they think that that's what you have to say. Mm. Because all of those people said it in a business way.
Yeah.
So I think it's like, you know,
I feel like none of the people who are super successful do that.
I know, it's like done, it's gone now.
Right?
But now the people that grew up watching all those guys that did it in every fucking episode now think that they have to say that. Like,
well, that's the downfall of like copying somebody else instead of just figuring out the most natural, most functional way to do a thing.
Absolutely.
Because it's like, if you were a chimney sweep and a family was like, my chimney's dirty, and the first thing you were like is, subscribe to my Patreon where every day I tell you different way to clean the chimney up and the discounts on being together, you'd be like, can the chimney's still so dirty and we're 10 minutes into the conversation.
Right.
That's what people want. People go on YouTube and they say, how do I get my keyboard to work?
Yeah.
And then the first, you have to wade through all the videos that might not be what you want. Mm-hmm. And then you find someone that's kind of like what you want. And mm-hmm. it's just terrible. It's just a terrible experience. Imagine Googling something, or if ChatGPT, which I'm sure it will get to at some point, ChatGPT, instead of just like shitting out what you ask for, will be like, before I shit out what you ask for, would you like me to spend the time signing up for us to be together?
for me to be a part of your life.
Let's sign this contract for me to be a legal part of your family before I tell you how to format the hard drive.
Dude, and little kids, little kids will totally do that.
Yeah.
Like little kid, little iPad kids.
Yeah. I found out how to turn on the iPad. Also, Diswova is part of the family now.
Dude, isn't it crazy that like iPad kids are gonna like rule the world soon? Like kids, you know who I'm talking about, right? Like kids that like grew up like little babies with iPads. And then like there's this whole thing where like I was watching something on Reddit and someone was like, that's iPad kid energy.
What is that? What is like an iPad teenager?
Well, see, that's what I want to know. Like, because I think it's someone who's like, it's almost like someone who's connected to the digital world, but the digital world is so oversaturated with like garbage.
Yeah.
That they're just like, skibbity, skibbity Rizzler. And those skibbity Rizzler kids are going to grow up and be skibbity Rizzling on the 405.
Yeah. But you have to at some point. That's why school is still good. Because yes. You have to at some point still know how things work.
Right.
And it's like every generation, even going back to like 80s kids, had like latchkey. There were always latchkey kids. But they used to take shit away from us. And now feel like a punishment is putting it next to you more.
Well, that's a blow my note. And doesn't it feel like
keep talking.
You go ahead, yeah. Doesn't it feel like that like parents now, or like the parents of an iPad kid, like they give their kid an iPad because they want to disconnect from the parenting aspect of the situation. Like when I was a kid, my parents wanted to go to like Denny's or IHOP or something for breakfast after church. Like we would all sit down at the table, and maybe I had a Matchbox car in my pocket that I brought to church without my mom knowing.
Yeah, you know, like, you can't play with the Bushwhackers in church.
No, you can't. You can't have Big Bird coming out of the little thing where you put the hymnals.
You can't.
You can't have Mondo Gecko hanging on top of the pew. And so, you know, but I learned how to like hide a toy in my pocket because I knew we'd go to like IHOP with my grandma after or whatever.
And did that translate to any real world like adult?
Well, it's like, you know, I always have my fucking phone on me.
You know how to hide your phone.
I do know how to hide my phone really well, up my ass.
You know what's crazy is they try so hard to do away with abortions when there's so many bad parents. They should do something to make better parents if they're going to do away with abortions.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be okay. You could have the kid because you're well-equipped to take care of it, but it's not like they're doing anything to like equip our version of Ren and Stimpy kids, and Ren and Stimpy kids are raising more iPad kids,
and then
sucks.
Yeah, and Ren and SpongeBob kids.
Yeah,
like which is the Ren and Stimpy of the millennials.
Dude, people go, if you're like 29 and you're at an open mic and you make a SpongeBob reference, people lose their goddamn shit.
I know, because it's like when someone would make a Ren and Stimpy reference and you'd be like, oh shit, this motherfucker. But SpongeBob is like, not only did it infiltrate the TV minds, but it's also like YouTube and TikTok and Snapchat and all that stuff. And like every fucking, like I'd say 60% of the reaction GIFs I see to stuff is a SpongeBob thing.
Yeah.
And
you remember when Patrick was hungry in this one? I'm hungry.
Dude, let's, I feel just like when Patrick was hungry
today. I feel like when Patrick said that thing once.
Dude, I'm Patrick hungry.
Dude, I'm straight up. This thing is making me SpongeBob laugh. Dude, this shit is straight up making me do that thing where SpongeBob goes around town.
Dude, my boss was acting like a real Squidworth today.
Dude, this guy I'm seeing, he has a shitty personality, but he is so handsome, Squidward.
I know it's Squidward, fucks. Someone's like, it's Squidward while they're listening to this. But yeah. Dude, like, But, like, I remember...
no one knows how to express their feelings.
No, not at all. And But, you know, SpongeBob isn't actually the worst of them. Like, I would consider something like Skibidi Toilet or, like, whatever the Paul brothers were doing.
Which ones?
On the internet. The
Paul Bears?
The ones.
Carrying each other at Paul their funeral. Rudd and his Paul brother. Jake Paul Bear.
Jake Rudd. Paul and Jake Rudd. Paul Bearer. But that is worse, I think. Like, at least the SpongeBob stuff was, like, weird and, like, you know, like, I love it when weird shit gets popular.
I don't like it when... I like when weird shit gets popular. I don't like when shit that is designed to trick you into giving up your money.
Oh, yeah.
Just because it works, like, the formula works, gets really popular.
I know, but notice how, like... actually, hold on just a second. Yeah, can we get actually two more of these?
I'll take one more of these as well.
Yeah, so can we get three more of these?
And I'll pay for it, Steve.
Oh, you're paying for it?
I'll pay
for it. I already gave him my card.
Okay, never mind.
That's clutch. When we came in, I gave him my card.
Never mind. Okay, thank you, bud. Thank you. Dude, the fadeaway thank you as they're walking away. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
For me too.
But this thing is asking me questions. What I remember about, like, when I was a kid was, like, we would go to church. Like, I'm going back to the church conversation, to the toy, like, the iPad kid conversation. Because, like, you know, when I was a kid, like I said, I would, like, hide a Matchbox car in my pocket. And then, like, at breakfast, after church, like, I'd pull the Matchbox car out and it'd be like, like, this is the fucking freeway. And that was... And my parents would be like, yeah, just don't fucking scratch shit up or whatever, right? Like, just play nice.
Scratching shit was a huge deal.
Oh, totally. Don't scratch up this nice wood at IHOP.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, 5 years later, it has, like...
They're literally pissing in the syrups.
Yeah, pissing in... Yeah, yes, exactly. And so, you know, like, I remember being, like... distracted with my little toy car. Like, I didn't have, like, a fucking iPhone where I could watch Skibidi Toilet for 2 hours.
Right.
And my mom would be like, you gotta put the car away now because it's time for breakfast. And you're not gonna drive that Ecto-1 into the eggs again, into the scrambled eggs.
Right. We know what happened
because
last time.
We had to clean the goddamn eggs out of the Matchbox car.
It's not Slimer. It's an over-easy egg.
Right. But I was like, but mom, the scrambled eggs are like the escape of, are like a ghost ectoplasm, and the ghost was trying to drive in so they could save the world. No. And, you know, and that was like, you know, I'm sure you had similar experiences, but we didn't have
the exact same
iPad.
Thing. I had the little Ecto-1 you're talking about.
Dude, come on. How
and
fun
if you
is
press
that?
It down, the lights go.
Yes, dude.
Yeah.
But, you know, like. That could hide in your pocket. And especially, like, remember Micro Machines, dude? Uh-huh. Micro Machines were like, you'd have three or four in there.
Super Van City was the best Christmas present I've ever gotten. I'm sure we've talked about that before.
That's, yeah. I remember the commercial made it look like it was, like, a bustling little city you could have.
Yeah. Dude, I remember, like, the year I stopped believing in Santa.
Was it
was
that
the
year?
Year I didn't get Super Van City. So we would spend, me, my mom, and my dad would spend Christmas morning together. And then we would go to, like, an aunt's house or a grandparent's house.
Yeah.
And then I was the only child for a long time in the whole family. So then they would each give me a present each. And was very spoiled in that regard. So I didn't get it the morning with my parents. And then I got it later on at my Aunt Karen's house or my Aunt Lori's house. And I was like, how the fuck does that fat motherfucker know what I want and would fucking cock tease me, give me blue balls?
Yeah, yeah. And I've been good all year.
Why would that fat motherfucker deliver Super Van City to Aunt Lori's house?
You're talking about Jared from Subway?
I'm talking about Jared from Subway, who was very good to me.
But that fat fuck, he thought...
That fat fuck
that fat
knew exactly what I wanted, and he wouldn't give it to me. Jared, if you're listening, you fat fuck.
Fuck that fat fuck.
You got lots to talk about.
There's so much to talk about.
There really is. Could we say first and foreskin while we're talking about bad ways to spend money? We got a bunch of stuff coming out for Black Friday and Christmas.
Yes!
And we have hats that were available at our live show. Dude, Byron did that puffed Dynamic Banter logo hat on a trucker hat, and that was fucking awesome. We got a pee pee poo poo hat that's on the move. Me and Byron were having like a serious business meeting the other day, and he goes, "We also have the pee pee poo poo hats."
Wait, and I was like, "Fuck yeah!"
One, two, three, poop and pee.
Yeah, so that's the promo code if you want one of those hats.
Dude, that should be the promo code.
And we have we're making a flannel, a black and gray flannel, and it has like patches on it, and then on the back it'll have something screen printed.
Oh, I love that.
And all that should be up for pre-order by the time the show goes.
Fuck yeah, dude. That makes me fucking horny.
I'm gay.
I want to afford presents for my family this Christmas, so please buy this shit.
Yeah. Oh, also we're doing like a gift box. So if there's somebody in your life that really loves Dynamic Banter, but you're not sure what to get them, you can just get them a box of Dynamic Banter stuff. What date is this coming out?
Friday,
11/29. Whoa, I hope
tonight is Human Romance.
Oh shit.
In the belly room of the comic store.
Is there a Black Friday deal for tickets?
Yeah, the deal is you gotta come to enjoy the show.
That's a good deal.
Sorry that you suck.
So, dude, if you're single, you gotta come. It's so much fun. Get hooked up with someone by very funny comedians for cuffing season. And if you're not single, come with whoever you're coupled up with and come watch the show because it's funny as fuck.
Yeah. I still have yet to come to one of those.
Come.
I gotta come. Come. I'm sorry. I gotta come. I gotta go and come. There he goes.
You Why not? Need to fill it with your cum.
Really, right now?
Let's get it over.
Oh my god!
I know.
What's going on over here?
Oh yeah. I'm sorry that you suck. Oh yeah.
This is an advertisement. Okay. This is an advertisement. This is an advertisement.
Jazz music was playing during all that. Okay. All right. Well, fuck it. Yeah, let's do it. We're going to do ads right now because who gives a shit? You can't stop me, Hitler.
Oh.
You're dead. That's what I told the ghost of Hitler that I saw in my new place last night. It's old. It's an old place. And I saw the ghost of Hitler. I don't know why. Because I'm not Jewish. And I'm not like out here summoning Hitler.
What did I miss?
But I saw his ghost and I was like, I don't think so, Hitler. You're dead.
You're dead. You're dead.
You can't.
Saw Hitler's ghost?
Yeah.
Was he one of the Christmas ones?
Well, he did say that I needed to be better about Christmas, take care of Christmas. And he did take me to see when I would die.
Hitler came to me in a dream and told me I need to be better with Christmas.
Mazentanio. Guys, I want to say, I want to give a huge shout out to Factor.
Yeah.
My goodness, Factor has been here for us for a very long time, and I never go hungry because Factor.
What?
It's like, why don't we have more of this?
People love this shit. Do the research. They
might be loving it, but they don't like it.
They don't have to like it. But guys, have you noticed that the days are shorter?
Whoa!
But your to-do lists aren't. You gotta power through your busy days with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. We're talking breakfast to dinner and anything in between. And Factor has easy, nutritious options that'll keep you fueled and feeling your best. You get that energy to get through the day! And whether you like routine or you just like mixing things up, Factor has you covered with over 35 different delicious meals every week and over 60 additional convenience options that you can add to your box. Like what, Steve? Hold on! Like keto cookies.
Oh.
Pressed juices. And smoothies.
I wish you could combine them all.
Me too. Yeah. I think you could. Let's talk about this after the show. Kevin, take notes.
We need a...
Don't let those shorter days slow you down, guys. Stay energized with America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service. We're talking Factor here. And listen, Factor lets you do you. You can choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage your calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well-balanced. Because Factor's meals are chef-prepared and dietitian-approved. You're gonna not... Listen, you're gonna love not only how the meal tastes, but you're gonna love how they support your goals. We're talking things like home-style chicken and gravy. And loaded mashed potato pork chops.
Whoa.
And ding 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 ding
dinner time.
And feel good vegan options like sweet potato and chickpea curry.
Slurp it out.
Use a boba straw. And globally inspired flavors like Peruvian shrimp and red pepper collie grits.
Whoa.
Oh my God. I'm fucking starving. So guys, head to factormeals.com/banter50 and you can use that code banter50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next month. That's code banter.
You only have one today?
That's code BANTER50 at factormeals.com/banter50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
It's great. It's as simple as this. If you want good food but you don't want to spend literally any effort to make it, get Factor. All you got to do is heat it up. You have a meal that tastes like it was prepared in a restaurant and you feel full. And then that's one less thing you got to do for the day.
Wow. So guys, listen to Mike Falzone and go to factormeals.com/banter50. Use the code banter50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your next month. Thank you, Factor.
Yeah. No. Yeah? Yes? It's no. No.
Yeah.
Dude, can I play for you a weird hiccup that I did playing Rocket League the other night?
Whoa, you got it by accident.
I got it by accident. It was by chance. Squap, wap, wap, whoop, weep, weep, wap, wap.
Who's playing fucking Atari?
Is that
games?
Coming from me?
I think maybe.
That happens a lot all of a sudden.
It's just because, you know, you're sending transmissions.
Yeah, but it used to not happen. Okay. I'll play you the minute long version, I suppose.
Wait, you gotta do it again.
Hiccuping water?
hiccuping water? So he said it was kind of like my body brought up a bubble and then my body popped the bubble. Let's listen again. Set up spike.
Yeah, it was like a basketball shot.
Last time.
Or maybe ball. Dude, let's add, can we add that to the, can you, dude, send
we
that
should do
clip
a golf video and replace that. All the hits with let's that. Let's do it. So.
We should bring my dad. We've never done golf with my dad. No, we keep talking about
we
it.
We should yeah. maybe do a.
We keep talking about it.
I'd love to try golf. I golfed at this place yesterday called Rustic Canyon in Simi Valley, and it was so nice. It's so nice.
Dude, I love it. Well, can I just say, and this might be a little controversial, but I fucking love it when it's nice.
Yeah. You like nice stuff?
I love
that's
nice
stuff.
That's
the bravest shit you ever said on this show.
Thank you, man. And not only do I love nice stuff, because the thing is like, most of the things I love is shit trash.
Name a couple things you love that are shit trash and how those compare to nice stuff, so everyone knows the difference between the two.
Something I love that's absolute shit trash is TikTok.
Yeah.
I fucking love TikTok. It's shit trash.
You support the ban?
Margera?
Yeah. Snap it off.
What if I broke my finger right now?
Do you have any hot takes?
Do I have any hot takes?
Those seem to do really well.
Oh, man. That's a crazy question.
You ever seen that show, that Subway, where they, what is it? I want to say Subway Stories, but that's not Subway Takes. Subway
no,
something.
No, what's that?
You know what I'm talking about? They there's a comedian that interviews other comedians on the subway in New York. And they say, what's your hot take? And then he either agrees or disagrees. And the other person just like supports their statement.
I think my hot, I'll give you a real hot take.
Okay.
I think that more people should consider not having children.
Yes.
Support. And then really? And then the guy would say, 100% agree. And then you support your shit with your reasons.
Well, I guess it's just because, like, there are a lot of people on the planet. And, you know, depending on where you're born, there might be, like, a bit of an overpopulation problem. Or it's reaching a bit of an overpopulation problem.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just in my short life so far, I've discovered that things like traffic and amusement parks and malls and parks, beaches,
outhouses,
the popular ones. Excuse me, can we please? We've been waiting for those three. Sorry,
we just ordered three.
Like
you already have the card.
You do have the card.
You already have the card.
Yeah, and we don't. We're not doing the check yet, but I don't. Please.
It's his birthday, so don't come out and sing though, because I'll fuck you up.
What I've noticed is that...
We didn't think it was one of the places where you come out and sing.
Can I just say go? Go!
There's no one else here.
I don't understand why you're just standing there. That's crazy. I don't normally get like this.
First date? I never do this.
Dude, I want to like sit in on those dates.
Dude, if you're on your first date...
Because that's crazy.
And the person that you're with is yelling at the... waiter, wait staff, even if they're in the wrong.
Bye.
Dude, I was meeting up with this girl who was like gonna be potentially like a hookup, and she was like visiting from out of town, and so she had like some friends that like she hadn't seen in like forever that live here that she invited out to like come say hi and shit.
Yeah.
And so only like one of her friends came, which was probably an indication already, right? Because
hold
if
on.
You live far away and you invited multiple friends to come see you. And only one shows up. It's like, what does that mean?
The other lonely person.
So anyway, one person shows up. And so I'm hanging out with this girl. And again, not a date.
It's you, a girl, and a friend?
And a friend. But we're in this like pretty like populated air, like, bar.
Highly popular.
Hala popular. And we're like, you know, I'm talking with her friend and her whatever. And like within the first like 10 minutes of talking to this girl with her friend there,
yeah,
she turns to her friend and goes, "Knock it the fuck off."
No, to her friend?
Yeah. Did I tell you this? Yeah. I didn't talk about this on a show.
I don't know.
What's her name?
Well, I'll tell you right now. Rebecca Gayhart.
Dude, what a fucking bullyproof name that is.
Right? Because it's like, all right. But she was like really mean to her friend.
Holy moly.
Like the whole night.
What was her friend doing that warranted
like
the knock?
Nothing,
the fuck
dude. Like being like a sweetheart. Like I wish I was gonna maybe hook up with her friend.
Yeah.
At that point.
Right. Which probably would have been possible if you literally did anything nice to them.
Right?
Friend.
That's
hey, you don't have to knock it the fuck off.
That's really sad too. That all you gotta do is be nice.
That's what's up, dude. So many people are so scared to talk to each other that they hook up with whoever's nice to
that's
them.
That's just, or will listen to
it's
them.
It's never been easier to fuck.
Here's what I'm going to say for all you potential singles out there.
It's never been easier to fuck, and tonight is human romance. You got to come out.
Yeah. But I will say, yeah, and yeah, you'll probably get way better advice there for sure. But yeah, it's definitely never been easier to fuck. But
everybody's too scared to
all,
do it.
But all you have to do is be nice and listen. And like really listen though. Like talk about things they mentioned an hour ago. And like, you know, but really like give
but
a
care
shit.
About don't just memorize.
Yeah,
if
you don't give a shit.
Said.
Yeah, don't memorize these like their guidelines. This isn't one of those fucking books where you can read and be like, oh, these weren't these because it'll just be like replace all of these like specifics with your own.
Right.
Like this isn't a test you can
see
cheat
if you
off
could
of.
Care about what the other person is saying and ask them questions
yeah.
about themselves and just, then you'll fuck.
Yes. Just see if you care, and if you don't,
say it out loud.
Hey, I'm starting to kind of care about this.
I don't. No. The other way.
Oh, I don't care about this.
You've been talking for like 15 minutes, and I don't care.
Honestly, dude.
You've been talking about crypto stuff. That is like 4 years
some
ago.
Some you know, some people will do that.
Yeah.
Say they don't care.
That they're
I used
done.
To do that.
That they're done. Like,
dude,
this
when
is,
I was
yeah.
done like giving people my time, which I am, I've been at a dangerous level of I can't. We talked about it last week. I don't have it for anyone right now.
Oh yeah.
I am like I'm so busy. And I'm around so many people all the time, sometimes against my will, where my baseline of having any patience for other people is like when the gas gauge is like it sputters a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm there.
That's okay.
So I was at that point in different parts of my 20s and I would go out on dates with people. And I remember a few specific ones where I was just like, this straight up isn't going to work out. Like we could take a walk and I could like, I'll pay for your coffee. And it was cool of you to come out, but this is no good.
Yeah.
Nothing you're saying is good.
Yeah.
And I know that cause I'm listening.
Yeah.
I've never had to do that during a date.
Uh-huh.
And I've certainly felt a little bit like that.
Yeah.
But I've never been like, cause for me, like I really, not to say that you don't value these types of things in your life when it matters to you, but to me, it's like I really am at a point in my life where I just want to see where something goes because I need to be surprised by life and distracted by life.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
And I will always give someone the benefit. Like, I've been talking to strangers more lately.
Yeah.
And strangers have been talking to me more.
Yeah.
And dude, yesterday, like there was a man. This sounds like one of those like I gave money to an unhoused person kind of things.
Not until this moment.
But the point, like, there was someone who was like, "Can I get some money?" And I was like, right in front of a bagel.
Like, no, but I'll talk to you for an hour.
I was like, dude, I'll talk to you and listen to you. But I was in front of a bagel spot. I was gonna grab a bagel. And I was like, I can get you a bagel if you want a bagel. And they were like, yeah, I'd like that. And so I was like, okay, cool. Come on in. Let's go. And so I was like, order whatever you want. And then as soon as they put their order in and we were like waiting, I was just like, so where are you from originally? And like, you know, I struck up like an actual conversation.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, most people would just be like, we're done. I did what I did for you and we're done.
Or which is
like,
also just, okay.
Which is totally okay. Yeah. Or just completely ignore them in the street, which is also okay.
Everything's okay.
Everything's okay. Just don't attack them or be an asshole, you know? Just be, just, you know, be aware of people around you in some way that is respectful of other people's boundaries and moods and whatever. But, like, I was just like, you never know what you're going to learn from someone. Mm-hmm. And you never know what kind of experience you're going to have, regardless of what kind of person you think they are or their appearance or if they're whatever. And so I've never, like, truly felt the need to be like, this conversation needs to end. Like, I will stand.
Ever.
I feel like I've felt it in my soul.
That is like a person who has never experienced having their time wasted by someone.
Or there's just like, again, like I'm saying, like, I think that there's a part of me that craves something different out of my like regular monotony. Like, and I don't like do this all day. Like, I don't go around looking for like long conversations or whatever, or ways to waste my time.
You do it when you have the patience for it.
I guess that's true. But
if you didn't have any, if you were at where I'm at,
yeah,
with your level of tolerating people, you wouldn't be like, okay, tell me about yourself.
Well, I think it's like, okay, so, well, the difference between me and you in that scenario is that you will absolutely not hesitate to be like, we're done. I'm moving on.
That's correct.
And for me, it's like, it will take so much more for me to get there, but I will get there. Like, one time we were being hassled by some kind of like maybe unwell person out in the street, and they just wouldn't leave us the fuck alone. And I'm just like, okay, we're done. Like a straight up, like, we're done, goodbye.
Yeah,
like, and then we're gone. But that was like an extreme case of like, everyone around here is uncomfortable. My friends are uncomfortable. No one's like, we're all too polite or too afraid of shanking to be like, fuck you, we're done. Which totally happens and could happen.
Yeah.
But the difference between me and you is that like, you're totally willing to do that. And I will go way beyond that.
Well, I'm not willing to. I won't do it.
You just value
your
time more. I won't
yell at
more.
Someone.
You just value your time.
I always have something to do.
Right.
So,
right.
And I've also like had my time wasted a lot, and then especially like, Let me finish.
Yeah.
My thought. There are times in the comedy world where it's like after producing these shows, especially if they have like a little bit of success, there's a different level of like, this is our first conversation.
Sure.
Where you're aware of me and I'm not aware of you, where there's like a tinge of like, I'll be nice to you because you can maybe do something for me, that I've noticed a lot in the past 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And even more than that. So it's like, if I'm somewhere, I'm usually not doing nothing. I have something else to do. If I have time and patience, I'll sit there and I'll learn about you. But if you're stopping me from getting what I have to get done, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Especially if I could tell that you're not being like,
respectful of someone else or something.
Yeah. More respectful of time than anything else.
Yeah.
Or like genuine.
Yeah.
Or if I, you know, people do that assumed familiarity thing, and I don't have a ton of patience for that.
It's kind of like a mood thing, it feels like.
For the most part, it's just that, like, my overall mood, I can't remember the last time I didn't have a lot of stuff to do in a day.
Right.
Like, I fucking jacked the fuck off over the idea of waking up and not having anything to do that day.
Yeah.
And that's a balance issue for me. But if you're standing in the way of that, all the things that I have to do, and you're coming at me with some dumb bullshit, I don't have time for
that. Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. I think that's pretty normal.
Another thing people have been doing is dumping their shit on me.
Oh, man.
And I don't want to be that for people.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like I had that for a long time. Like, I had patience for that. And then it just becomes like, you become a receptacle for everybody's shit talk. Not everyone. Certain people's shit talk. And I legit want to respond with like, take my,
take my number out of your phone. If I'm going to be the person, I don't hear from you. Yeah. Like, I don't get a Merry Christmas. Right. I get a,
really Fuckboy McGillicuddy
did at the Hollywood Improv the other night. I don't care.
Yeah.
Handle your shit. Everyone's got a lot of shit going on. But why am I the reason? Why is everyone spitting in my mouth?
I think that's a side effect of, like, for you specifically, I think that there's, like, a very high percentage of the reason why that happens is because it's a side effect of you having been, like, an advice guy for, like, a while. Like, being known as, like, the guy that has, like, pretty good grounded, like, fuck all this stupid shit, like, here's how I do it type of advice, which is super refreshing for people who have no idea how to handle a lot of these situations, whereas you actually took the time to, like, figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
It comes a little easier to you, I think, than a lot of people that are like, oh, what do I do? What do I do? And, like, I think it is a side effect, a little bit, of you being good at handling that in your own life, and then someone knows and sees that and is like, well, fuck, I gotta get a little bit of what kind of advice you have for me in these situations as a result of that.
Right, but you don't always have it based on where your meter is at.
For sure. That's something that's hard to, like, know unless someone knows you really well. Or, like, it's just that, you know, because some people don't, they just can't, like, we've always talked about reading the room.
Mm-hmm.
And how important it is to, like, really fucking try to learn how to read the room.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just certain scenarios where you don't come up to someone and unload your fucking, like, shit.
Yeah.
Especially if you're, like, at a show or you're whatever.
You know what else I've noticed is that if it's not an exchange, I'm out. And that took me a long time to figure out. Like, if this is, like, you come up to me and you unload your shit and then you really don't give a fuck about what I have to say back, I'm like, that's a waste of my time. You don't just dump on me.
Yeah.
Either we have a back and forth. It's the same way I do, like, crowd work stuff. So I don't want it to be like, hey, what do you do for your job? That job is gay.
Right.
Whatever. Fuck your hat. Right, it's right. Like, I also want to find stuff out from people.
Yeah.
Because it's not like a worthwhile human being exchange.
I think you've just been doing it long enough that it's like it comes a little easier to you.
Yeah.
That's hard work, though. You got to, like, get there. Mm. You got to be, because, yeah, it's easy to just be observational and be like, oh, you look dumb.
Yeah.
But it is, it connects you more to people when you, like, listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
You learn more shit.
Just when I'm annoyed, I'm like, why am I annoyed? Because yeah. I don't like being, we've had this conversation 1,000 times. Like, I don't like being annoyed at stuff, but it's not like there's no reason why it happens.
Yeah.
So I try to track down the reason or reasons why it should be happening. And a lot of it comes from, like, are you wasting my time? Are you being respectful? Is this a one-way thing? Like, that kind of situation.
Yeah, for sure.
Can I tell you one of my hot takes?
I'd love a fucking hot take.
I think being bisexual is a choice.
Interesting. Yeah, like, you're not born that way.
Yeah, we end it. But I think being bisexual is a choice, but it's the best choice. And it's, like, the pinnacle of human evolution.
Okay.
So I think maybe you're inherently, whatever you're born with is your evolutionary, like, you've been evolved to the point where you could, like, make that for yourself.
Can I add on to this hot take?
If you'd like.
I'd like to maybe even alter it.
I also have one more that's less divisive.
Okay, because I want to stick on this one for a little bit because I don't disagree, but I also feel like it's one of those things that is just at this point been so abused and, like, hyperbolized.
What,
and
being,
like,
bisexual?
Like, it's something where, like, maybe someone isn't actually bisexual.
But
or
they
just
say,
like,
they are while they're in,
yeah,
the questioning part.
Yeah.
Or which is, like, how are you supposed to know?
But the thing is exactly, how are you supposed to know? But I really feel for the people that are actually bisexual.
Uh-huh.
And that maybe struggle with which gender to, like, lean into or as far as a partner goes,
uh-huh,
or, like, you know, struggle with attraction and whatever. I feel for those people who have to deal with, like, the girl that's like, well, I kissed a girl once, so I guess I'm LGBTQ+.
Dude.
And it's like,
I guess I don't feel for those people in the same way. I feel for them because they don't know they're at the perfect spot and there's so much apprehension because of outside influences.
Right, right.
I think once you feel bisexual, I'm in the corner going like, you got it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, but they have to be like, oh, but because of my family or because of like society or because of religion or because of that, like I need to spend more time and figure it out. And I'm like, you already, you got it.
Yeah, you got it.
You figured it out.
You already know.
Yeah, tune out all that other
stuff. Dude, yeah, for sure. For sure.
And then my other one is, if so I'm going to try to get on that show next time I go to New York. It's like a very popular show, the Subway Takes thing.
Oh, the Subway Takes. Yeah, yeah.
And so I'll practice my hot take. You save me. What's your hot take?
Okay, so Mike, what's your hot take?
First of all, thank you for having
me. Yeah. Sorry about the guy with the vomit.
That's okay. He's holding the camera. I thought he was with you.
He's hungover.
I think there should be one gym membership. I think there should be one universal gym membership. And if you want to go into a room and push heavy shit around, you should be able to do that wherever you are. You say, I like a library card. Yeah. I have a gym membership,
like a black card for gyms. Yeah.
And then if your gym is like better and you feel like your gym has more amenities and it should be worth more than other people, I'm like, that's on you.
That's kind of
you
like...
chose to put an infrared sauna in there.
right That's not my fault. Like, I'm gonna come use this now.
This is the gym membership.
You drew me in because it's nicer.
This other place drew me in. They have four things.
Right.
But the government has decided gym membership costs this much. So I can go here and then fly across the country and I can go use your infrared sauna.
I actually really love that. But do you think that that's kind of like going to Vegas and staying at one of the casinos, but getting access to every pool?
It's socializing gym memberships.
Yeah.
And it's not, it's capitalizing the idea. It's anti-capitalist.
Yeah, it is.
Not that I'm fully that way, but I think for gym memberships, like if I had a gym membership and I was not why not? If you, there's wanting to make money and wanting to make everybody healthier, right?
Right.
So if we live in a country where medicine isn't socialized, why can't we at least just socialize the gym business?
Okay, what?
Where it's like you could go to the gym and you could promote being healthy because there's nothing to talk you out of it. You have a gym membership. There's always one close to you no matter where you are, and you could go get off your ass and like do it because you have the membership.
And because, yeah, you don't have an excuse. Like, it's across town and I gotta do this.
It's all the way over there.
No, there's one closer.
There's one closer.
It may not be as nice.
You could show them your gym membership.
Dude, okay, I love it. First of all, I love it. I don't know if it's necessarily a hot take.
You've heard other people say that?
Well, but usually a hot take is something that's like, oh, like kind of controversial. So I feel like the only controversy would be for the people that own the gym.
Yeah.
Like they don't want that.
That's fine.
Which still technically makes it a hot take.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good idea. But what if the best they could do is like a month-long trial? Where you could go to any gym with this card, but you have to select one by the end of that month.
No, I think there's a baseline gym membership where you can go push heavy shit around for a flat, low rate across every gym there's ever been.
Okay.
And then if you want to be a personal trainer, you could charge people for classes.
Yeah. Upcharge the classes. That would be a separate thing.
Yeah. $600 for a 30-minute class if that's what you want to do. You want to do hot yoga? $10,000 a class. Whatever you want to do.
No one's going to take that hot yoga.
It's $20 a month to come push shit around in your house.
So, okay, again, I love it. I'm on board.
And if you want to be bisexual there, you can choose to do that.
Wow, that's so brave to say. See, there's the hot take.
So I have to choose, if I'm ever going to get on that show, I have to choose one of those.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely the hottest one is that bisexual take. Though.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
That's going to contribute to me having more conversations.
But it'll also contribute to things like podcast and stand up in a positive way. Cause you have more to tell people and shit. Right.
Dude. So I got chosen to participate in this stand up
taping.
Dude, fuck yeah.
In January.
Okay.
And it's a good one. And I want to say what it is, but I'm straight up not. I don't know what I'm allowed to say and not. And I don't want to absolutely bang myself.
Sure,
in the
sure.
ass.
That makes sense.
But I just released that Don't Tell thing.
Yeah, dude.
And I just recorded a half an hour that we're editing.
Tell them how to get that Don't Tell one.
You go on Don't Tell. You go on the Don't Tell Comedy YouTube channel. And it's called Too Many Straights at Pride. And it's so much fun. And so I'm doing another 8 minutes for the show in January. And I've decided that, like, instead of having stuff that I've worked on for like ever and ever, I just want to like bust ass for these 2 months and get a brand new 8 minutes.
Fuck yeah.
So I'm fully in the like write down every thought you have.
Oh, good, good.
And it's what Rick Rubin calls abundance mindset. Where it's like you don't like hoard all your ideas to like release them at the best possible moment. You just like put out all the shit to open the floodgates for more stuff.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking so much stuff.
Dude, I love that. Are you, I remember you like, you really taught me to keep those little like notepads on. You still keep like a notepad on you?
All the time. You and, know I got that thing on.
And that's the, that you, and that's obviously better than like typing things in your notes app.
I do both, which makes it very confusing.
Yeah.
The cool thing about the notes app is that you could like, like the other day, I was able to search for a keyword.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, when have I written a joke about ghosts?
See, that makes it really
whatever.
Easy.
Whatever. That's fucking awesome. Like, you know, there's a version of me that's like, I'll transcribe everything that I can read in this, yeah. which narrows it down to like 10 pages out of like 300. But I like being able to write down. It's still my favorite.
I wish there was one place you could write down and it universally it would all be in that one place.
I tried to do it with, there's cool shit that exists. Yeah. Like I try to do it with my iPad and the iPad recognizes shit enough to like make a text version and sort it for you, which is like what a marvel of human
sure.
achievement. I just don't like it.
Yeah.
I like, this is my pad. It's in my back pocket.
It's tactile.
If I need to survey land yeah. and write down coordinates, I could do that.
Or draw a tree.
If I need to draw a tree. And I have been drawing and that's woken up a whole different part of my brain. My brain's all fucked.
I'm glad. Dude, I saw one of your drawings on Insta.
I drew that's Martha good. Stewart.
That's great.
Because I want to have sex with her real bad.
Yeah. I think you could make that happen.
I don't.
You really don't?
I think Martha Stewart would take two looks at me and be like.
But did you see?
Kind of upset that I'm even near her.
You saw that Drew Barrymore show clip of her?
No.
Recently?
What's that? She where she touches too much?
Yeah. Or Drew Barrymore. Dude, it really is.
Drew Barrymore is like so touching people dude, all the time.
Drew Barrymore had a moment. Where she was the hot, she was so fucking hot.
Yeah, 1997.
Like, but for like 1997 to like 1999.
Yeah, Charlie's Angels
dude,
all the way back.
Even before that a little bit. Yeah. Batman, it's Batman Forever. She's in Batman Forever. She's like one of like Two-Face's girls. He's
yeah.
got Debbie Mazar, which was another hyper babe. And then Drew Barrymore. And they were his yeah. like. Ladies,
so it was that all the way up to like 51st.
Yes,
date.
Yes,
she was hot.
Yes, that's actually very accurate. And but I'll you know, I always have a crush on her, you know,
yeah.
like you know, it is whatever.
Drew Barrymore
is
my Martha Stewart,
but she's being really cringe. She's been cringe for a little while.
Why was
that? Well, because she did that fucking scab shit during the remember that scab shit she did during the protest during the strike.
What
there
did
was,
she do?
There was an actors, writers strike. The most recent one mm-hmm. where everyone was like, don't fucking work. Like, we got to get this deal, which is going to like save our lives, which by the way, is kind of fucked everything up. I'm going to be on. There's my fucking hot take.
So you're not mad at Drew Barrymore.
I'm cringed out by Drew Barrymore because she like was like, fuck it. I'm just going to do my show.
She had the foresight to know that
yeah.
the deal
Remember?
Was going to be trash.
And yeah, dude. So she like kind of fucked up there and cringed me out. And then lately, she's just been like, she's just a lot. She's a lot, and I think she doesn't know where.
I'm getting
like,
no good reasons for being cringed out by Drew Barrymore. Do
well,
you have specific?
You
reasons?
You're not cringed out by that scab shit.
No,
I'm pretty cringed
Why?
Out by it because I know a lot of working actors who like were really fucking struggling and doing it the right way.
I think if you're I don't know anything about anything.
I know.
It's the last group of people I want to talk to is actors.
I know.
And the second to last is producers and studio. So I think if your name is on a show
and there's 300 people in that room making a fraction of a penny.
Yeah, almost minimum
compared
wage.
To what you make.
Yeah.
And you're like, if we stop doing this show, all these people stop eating, and you're face to face with that every day. I think that's easier to go back on the union than an idea of somebody standing strong with a strike when they haven't worked in like, you know what I mean?
I think there was more to it that
like, I'm sure there's more,
there was more to it, but I hear you. Like there's certainly like the, but we got to feed our crew side.
If you're face to face every day, every morning, cause she had like a stupid morning talk show.
She had a morning talk show. Yeah.
So, which those are terrible anyway.
I know.
And my girl Martha hated doing.
But
hers.
Honestly, let her get her bag, because what else can she fucking do at this point? Like, I mean, I would love to see her maybe get some more role, like do another Adam Sandler thing at some point, maybe, or like be in a Wes Anderson thing, or like,
or go to speech therapy.
Go to speech therapy. What a mean Learn thing how to use like... this part of your mouth.
No, she's cute and it makes her unique.
She's so cute and great, but she cringes me out sometimes. But she cringed me out with all the touching too, which is like, whatever. Like she's one of those like cute girls that was like a hot babe for a while and got away with being really touchy, because back then it was like, oh, okay, this is how you are. But like being really touchy to people that you don't know is like always going to be a cringe.
Dude, who was that host that like the first host for Family Feud that used to like tongue down everyone?
Oh my God, that amazing old man. Dude.
Richard Belzer.
Wasn't he the Hollywood?
He was a stand-up comedian that got choked out by Hulk Hogan on his
That's right. With the glasses, the dark glasses. Yeah. He kind of talked like this. He had a little bit of a New York accent.
And then he was like
Richard Dawson.
Used to straight up finger blast your family.
Girls and like stick his hands up their skirts.
I'm gonna puppet your mom around.
There's a compilation of that you guys should check out. A cuckolation. But anyway, Martha Stewart was on some Drew Barrymore shit, and Drew Barrymore was like touching Martha Stewart
and
a bunch.
She wasn't having it.
And Martha Stewart just goes like, not the gender I'm into. Or like wrong gender.
Yeah.
And like to stop, like that's, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what makes me feel like you have a chance with her. Because not only do we know
I would be
respectful.
I would never even look at her without
You'd be
permission.
So respectful to her.
Yeah.
You treat her really well, too.
She's like the only woman that I would feel like submissive towards.
I think you'd be
I would let Martha Stewart peg me for a year and a half.
I also think like, my friend, I have a friend who would be like, who do you think you could like, who's some celebrity or someone that you really like that you think you'd
have a shot?
Yeah, having a date with.
Yeah.
And I was like really thinking, I was like, who could it be? I landed on Rachel Dratch.
Yeah.
I was like, I love Rachel Dratch. She's so fucking funny.
You think you have a chance?
I think I have a chance with Rachel Dratch.
Dude, that's a good exercise.
Right?
I would love to do that.
I think you could. I really think you have a shot.
You think single me has a shot with Martha Stewart?
I think married you has a shot with Martha Stewart. Because I think Zoya might be cool with that.
Dude, all right. I'm going to make two phone calls.
He's calling Drew Barrymore.
First of all, I want to say we had that whole conversation about wasting people's time. And Zoya is so busy and I'm calling her at work. So it's like, do I deserve anything?
Well, you guys have a hall pass, right?
Hey, Zoe, real quick. If I, first of all, do you think I have an honest shot with Martha Stewart in any way, shape, or form?
Dude, I don't know. She's tough.
I know, but come on.
I mean, you could definitely try, but don't be completely devastated when she totally turns you down.
Because I'm going to try to make it happen. Second of all, is this a situation where, like, we can play around within the confines of our relationship, or do we need to be broken up for me to make a full play at Martha Stewart?
Dude, if you could land, so Mike wants to know if he has a chance with Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
Do we think that he has a chance with Martha Stewart? Yeah.
Because I'm going to call Jack and Dave after this.
If Mike has a chance to get with Martha Stewart. I'm assuming sexually, yeah?
Yeah, and emotionally.
Yeah, her whole deal.
And emotionally.
I don't just want her for sex, Zoe. Grow up.
Yeah.
Like, is he going to see her?
No, it's just like, hypothetically. This is now a salon conversation.
Okay, well, dude, tell me what everyone thinks. Maybe. I don't want to waste your time.
Mary says she's Mary's on the fence. So wow.
Mary doesn't know me. Brooke has her head in the right place.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I don't know. Yeah, he did.
All right.
I don't know.
No one's
I
off.
Say shoot your shot, and if you do, you 100% could date her for real.
Okay, thank you, Zoe. I love you.
All right, love you too. Bye.
Zoe Falzon, everybody.
We're almost there, you guys. What if this happens before the show?
Did she hook up with? Did she hook up before Snoop? Or did she hook up with Snoop?
She had loser, like, nerd husbands.
Was it because she had, like, a thing with Snoop, right?
What up?
Hey, Jack, listen. First of all, I want to say you're the best, most successful manager in the world, and this phone call is on the Dynamic Banter podcast, so don't say anything crazy.
It's been... You got it.
I just want to know, since you've literally never said no to me in our whole working relationship. It has recently come to light. All right, let me ask you this. Do you think I have a shot romantically with Martha Stewart?
Yes.
Well, that's a long pause.
Like what? Like her right now?
Yes, yes. Her right now, me right now.
I guess it depends. Like, where are you meeting her? Like, is this you coming up to her in a bar, or is this
she's in a bar?
I think if she sees you on the show, yes. I think if you come up to her at a bar, no.
I think maybe we invite her to a taping or something.
Yeah.
Where I seem like a bigger deal than I am, and I have to crush. Other people write my jokes.
Yep.
Okay.
We get Santino to write me a full set. And I do it in my voice.
I think if it's at a taping and you do well, I think you do have a shot.
Okay, thank you. Is there anything you could do to make that happen? Like invite her,
yes.
Just set up a thing where we're at the same place at the
absolutely.
Same time. Okay, yeah. Thank you, Jack. I love you so much.
Dude.
Of course. Enjoy the-
I hung up.
I always love that. What do they call those? Guilty pleasures. One of my guilty pleasures is hanging up on someone when they're like, and one more.
And what? And
oh, and by the way,
it's like, and this is really important.
I love it because I don't call him back, dude. This is crazy. So, okay, you yes. got the okay from Zoya.
Okay from Zoya,
and your manager
said they
could make.
They can put us in the same place at the same time.
Yeah. They could invite her to one of your shows.
Yeah.
Because that's what I was saying. Like, if she just so happened to be at one of your shows or saw you perform in a show.
Yeah.
And, like, laughed and loved it.
Yeah.
Then you have even more of a shot.
Maybe more of a shot than I'd have doing anything else.
Doing anything else. But I think you could. I think someone could come up to her after the show and be like, one of the comedians would like to meet you and said you could come back to the green room.
And then she'd be like, which one? Is it the stop when it
was
gets
it this
to
one?
The...
Is this one?
Is it bidet guy?
Dude, but if
I just
like,
here's my heartfelt message to Martha Stewart. I want to love you.
Maybe music? Yeah, music? Let me get, should we get, so
we'll
you
do
wanna,
it one more time with yeah. music.
You let's give you your, what, like, let's have like a moment where you genuinely speak
I'm just
out
talking
to her.
I'm doing
universe.
A cameo to Martha.
It's into the universe.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, so let me see. I'm going to put in, romantic.
Romantic music. Mm-hmm. Type in Martha Stewart, maybe.
Let's see what we get when I say Martha Stewart into here.
ChatGPT, give me Martha Stewart music.
No, we need more like a.
What is this? Mariachi restaurant?
Mijo, quintas.
Oh, wait, dude, this is me moves, fighting a bull with Martha Stewart.
Hopeful, sentimental. This one's pretty it's good that bad, we're listening to right now.
I just think that there is a world, even though I'm so much poorer than she has ever been or ever will be, and she's so much more proper than me. She's so beautiful and full of self, like, she's so self-assured. And she has so much confidence.
She's
and she
badass.
Has so much knowledge. And she has no time for bullshit. I think that might be the only filter that I have to break through. It's because, like, meeting me is kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
For her.
Do you think that she, like, has many suitors? Or is she just like, no. I choose, and it's very rare.
I think if anybody off the street could put their feet on the internet... and have a full DM box, I think Martha Stewart probably has years of DM box suitors.
Whose DM box would you like to peek at if you could choose one person?
I don't want this
one. I know.
I have so many friends that are like OnlyFans girls or like straight up porn girls.
Oh, that's gotta be a nightmare. Who I'm like,
I have so many regular girl comedian friends whose DM box is gross.
Disgusting. Like the grossest back alley gutter trash shit.
Yeah. I don't want that. I don't want to be in anyone's DM, but I want to be in somebody's heart.
I don't want you to touch me. I just want you to look at me while I jack the fuck off
with a
baseball bat on my ass.
I just discovered you last week, and I was wondering if you could watch me stand in a 20-gallon garbage bag and jack the fuck off onto my own feet.
Hello, beautiful. You look so much like my mom when she was young. And I was hoping maybe you could yell at me in a private video.
Not to kink shame, but you're gross.
While I punched my face with a soccer shoe.
Hi. I set up a two-way mirror in my house so you can watch me read and jerk off.
Hi, my grandma used to jack me off, and I was wondering if we could have something similar.
Hi. I was wondering if you can wear my sleep apnea mask and send it back.
Yes, I'd like you to put your whole foot into my foreskin, and I could tape it with duct tape to your ankle.
I was wondering if you could put Ozempic in you and squeeze it out into a daisy cup, and then I'll drink it.
Yes, I'd like to put a funnel into my urethra and have you pour rosé into it while I fart.
Anyway, if you don't respond, you're a whore. You're a fat whore.
You fat whore, bitch.
Well, you didn't respond. I want you to tell me your honest opinion about my booger collection that I've had since the age of 12. And if you don't respond, you're a bad bitch.
All right, let's do some history road.
So anyway, as long as Martha doesn't see that last part, I think I got a shot.
I think your history road should be just a Steve.
Well, I mean, I think we can save it for the next one.
We'll do a tease.
So I moved.
What?
That was a HeadGum podcast.